This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the view to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Waiting for Trump to make his statements on moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which just officially recognizes Israel. I mean, we say we officially do, but that's not the case. And I'm opening the phones up to people that agree, disagree with this. And I know that people that are going to disagree are going to make personal attacks on me and claim I work for the Israelis. That is the consummate, perennial, ongoing thing that's said with no proof, no evidence. Which is crazy, because I am against the Islamic invasion of the world that's going on. And so let's just say, get rid of Israel. What about Serbia? Get rid of them too? Like, I work for the Serbs. If I don't want to, I mean, I just don't get how there's this right-wing thing, particularly on the fringe of the right wing, that just hates Israel and then just ascribes to it magical powers. Magical powers. My ex-wife's what grandfather was Jewish. And so then I'm Jewish, supposedly, and all this other crazy stuff. And so I've experienced the insanity, too, where magical powers are like beyond tooth fairy, beyond leprechauns, and then everyone's really secretly a Jew, you see. And anyone successful has been put in power by the Jews. And it's crazy. Meanwhile, the leftist Jews are trying to arrest Netanyahu and turn the country over to the Muslims. I mean, it's way more diverse than that. Just like there's Sunni and Shiite with the Muslims, it's just a mess. Do you think Trump's right doing this? Some folks will argue it's not in our national interest. They'll say that, you know, Israel's separate from the U.S., which it certainly is. And I don't like some of the Israel First lobby in the U.S. trying to manipulate our government. I've been critical of that, so I've been called an anti-Semite. But I'm against the Chinese or the Russians or the Brits or anybody else manipulating our policy. I want Americans doing that. And Trump's bringing power back to America. But Israel has the same enemies we have. And so Trump's fallen through on his promise, and the American people elected Trump. So that's where it stands. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. Big fan of the show. Buy the products. Very
thank
good. You say, well, first of all, I promise I won't call you an Israeli agent if you don't accuse me of being an Israeli hater for asking this question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first, I don't see how this move is in the United States' best interest. I haven't heard you touch on that. And number two,
I just explained, it's time to stop rolling over to radical Islam and doing whatever it says and appeasing it. All that makes them do is attack more.
Okay, well, we give them billions of dollars a year. We give them a lot of, you know, aid, military equipment. You say that we have the same enemies. I don't see them.
Well, I'll say this. I agree with Rand Paul, and I'll hold you over if need be, because I mean, I want you to be able to make your points, but point by point, I want to get rid of a lot of the foreign aid, including a lot of the aid to Israel, because I do think it just stirs things up and continues to cause problems. So I agree with Rand Paul about that.
Okay. Well, we're in agreement then on that. I mean, I you know, ISIS, they really haven't helped us at all. In our fight against ISIS.
Well, contrary to that, Israel, to a certain extent, worked with Obama in the policy of covertly backing ISIS against the Syrians. And so now they've backed off that because Trump has changed the policy.
Right. Well, I hope you're right. I hope they have backed off. I mean, I see where they bombed, some Iranian base in Syria or something.
Because the Iranians are starting to renege on their deal to leave once we had the peace deal.
All right, thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, hold on. I mean, if you've got more points, I want to hear them. You're bringing up cogent, real things to debate here. I mean, did you make all your points?
No, I can stay.
All right, well, come back. Well, you have a couple more minutes, Chris, because I really want to hear somebody who really legitimately disagrees. I want to hear from you.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Anytime now, the president is set to come out and make a statement or statements and then take questions from the press about why he's made the decision and is about to make the announcement officially to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, Israel, to Jerusalem, Israel. Palestinians are saying that is not Israel. So this is officially not just in word, but indeed recognizing Israel. And I see one caller has a comment there that I want to basically say echoes what I believe. And that's that Trump is standing up to the caliphate by making this move. I mean, you can type in Muslim countries in the world and put up a world map we showed earlier. And in the last 1,400 years, it's taken over half the planet. And it doesn't let you live in those countries. It doesn't let you live. It doesn't let you live. It doesn't let you be a Buddhist or a Christian or an atheist or gay or whatever. It doesn't let you do that. Do you understand that? So that's what I'm saying. That's why I have an issue. That's why I'm upset. And Trump said he was going to do this during the campaign, so he's doing it. I can see both sides of the debate. It's going to stir up the Muslims. Well, they're already stirred up. I mean, hell. Will the Muslims give back Kosovo, one-third of Serbia, that our government helped them take? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Because there's a globalist move to take over other countries using Muslims, who they'll then put a dictator in charge that the globalists work with. The globalists want dictators and authoritarianism, and they want Islam in charge. The president's now speaking. Here he is.
With open eyes and very fresh thinking. We cannot solve our problems by making the same failed assumptions and repeating the same failed strategies of the past. Old challenges demand new approaches. My announcement today marks the beginning of a new approach to conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. In 1995, Congress adopted the Jerusalem Embassy Act, urging the federal government to relocate the American embassy to Jerusalem and to recognize that that city, and so importantly, is Israel's capital. This act passed Congress by an overwhelming bipartisan majority and was reaffirmed by unanimous vote of the Senate only 6 months ago. Yet for over 20 years, every previous American president has exercised the law's waiver, refusing to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem or to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital city. Presidents issued these waivers under the belief that delaying the recognition of Jerusalem would advance the cause of peace. Some say they lacked courage but they made their best judgments based on facts as they understood them at the time. Nevertheless, the record is in. After more than two decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result. Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Acknowledging this is a fact is a necessary condition for achieving peace. It was 70 years ago that the United States, under President Truman, recognized the State of Israel. Ever since then, Israel has made its capital in the city of Jerusalem, the capital the Jewish people established in ancient times. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of the modern Israeli government. It is the home of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, as well as the Israeli Supreme Court. It is the location of the official residence of the Prime Minister and the President. It is the headquarters of many government ministries. For decades, visiting American presidents, secretaries of state, and military leaders have met their Israeli counterparts in Jerusalem, as I did on my trip to Israel earlier this year. Jerusalem is not just the heart of three great religions, but it is now also the heart of one of the most successful democracies in the world. Over the past seven decades, the Israeli people have built a country where Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and people of all faiths are free to live and worship according to their conscience and according to their beliefs. Jerusalem is today and must remain a place where Jews pray at the Western Wall, where Christians walk the Stations of the Cross, and where Muslims worship at Al-Aqsa Mosque. However, through all of these years, presidents representing the United States have declined to officially recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In fact, we have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all. But today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. It is also the right thing to do.
What did I say last hour?
It's something that has to be done.
Word for word.
That is why, consistent with the Jerusalem Embassy Act, I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This will immediately begin the process of hiring architects, engineers, and planners so that a new embassy, when completed, will be a magnificent tribute to peace. In making these announcements, I also want to make one point very clear. This decision is not intended in any way to reflect a departure from our strong commitment to facilitate a lasting peace agreement. We want an agreement that is a great deal for the Israelis and a great deal for the Palestinians.
All right, let's stop right there. We've got to go to break.
We are not taking a position.
We're going to come back with more of the highlights, but I'm also going to go to your calls on this subject. And we have a European Union member of parliament coming on to get into globalism and its collapse and more. But this is the reality. It's Israel's capital. We're not there. Other governments are there. And we play this game. And then it hasn't gotten any negotiations for peace. It makes us look like idiots. It makes us look weak. We're not going to abandon Israel and let them blow it up. It's not happening. They have nuclear weapons. Just stop. Trump is not letting the globalists have the ongoing Islamist garbage and the stirring it up. He wants to stabilize all those countries. He wants peace. And we can have it now, just like we can have an economy, because the globalists were causing war by design. The globalists were causing depression by design. That's their program. And Trump is pragmatically killing it. The Machiavellian stuff, folks, is ending. All right, Chris, Mike, Josh, Frank, John, Harvey, your calls are all coming up. Infowars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Metallica bringing us in. Well, President Trump just recognized Israel officially. This is what happened, not just move the embassy. And Erdogan, the dictator of Turkey, he's at state of these elections, is promising hell on earth. Well, you're already hammering Europe with an Islamic invasion, bro. It's not like capitulating to you has gotten us anywhere. In fact, you've just gotten our politicians and people to sell out to you. And that's basically what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't mean Israel's perfect. Doesn't mean I support Israel first groups, not just getting Israel support in the U.S., but, you know, also manipulating our internal politics. It goes on. It's been documented. It's been kind of a taboo subject or sacred cow. And if you criticize Israel in any way, the media would kind of thump you in the nose. But then you look at the globalists and the Islamicists, they're the new game in town. They're the new boss. You move aside Israel. And I'm just telling you, I don't want to blow Israel up and push all the Jews into the ocean. And Israel's waking up to Soros and waking up to the globalists and waking up to what's happening. It's a new day. That's my view. We're going to go to Mike and others here in a second. But finishing up with Chris had some other points. I went to him earlier, but we got up against a break, and then President Trump spoke, so I'm going back to him briefly. You just heard the president's statement. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, I voted for Trump. I'm standing with Trump. I'm not a one-issue guy. He did say he was going to do this during the campaign. I had reservations about it. I voted for him anyway. I trust that this is going to work out okay. I hope so. Definitely don't want the Jews to be pushed into the ocean, although I'm kind of being pushed into the ocean. And, you know, I kind of voted for him because I thought maybe he'd focus more on that. But
well, I mean, sir, he's securing the border more and more. The economy's starting to come back. They're trying to kill him. They got CIA deputy directors on TV saying they're going to kill him. I had the Secret Service call me yesterday, and it wasn't a secret meeting, but they want to come here, and it's total Twilight Zone, and want me to brief them on all the data we've collated on who's setting up a plan to kill the president. And so I'm going to develop that plan and video clips, articles, all of it. And I'm also going to present the plan here. But Secret Service didn't care if I kept it secret. They said, that's fine. They were directed by the Secret Service in D.C. to make contact. And they want to see our analysis of this. Well, I mean, Phil Mudd's on TV saying they're going to kill the president. And he's the former deputy director of the CIA. And you've got Clapper, the former head of the CIA, and Brennan saying Trump will be gone this year extrajudicially. And the Secret Service guy's like, no, we know about that. Yes, yes. Well, do you know about a specific how they're going to do it? And I said, no, but we should meet about it. So that's how crazy all of this has gotten. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, Trump's the real deal. Isn't it refreshing that all these other presidents said they'd do this? Whether you agree with him or not, he said he'd do it, and then he just did it. I mean, say what you want about Trump. He's doing what he said. He said he was going to take those monuments that Obama designated. Those aren't monuments for you, all those new monuments. They had mines and stuff on them in Utah and other areas, and they shut them down. That's why we don't have any industry. We've been shut down. The last lead mine in the U.S. closed 4 years ago. We had to buy our lead from China. They shut down our gold mines, everything. 90% of some of those Western states are federal. And Obama grabbed more. And Trump said, no, you're not doing that. People go, what? He's taking our public lands. It's not yours. But again, he said he was going to do it. And I agree with it. I say turn it back to the states and put it up for bid to citizens at low prices. And that's what gets the economy going. Sell the citizens key parcels of land. The big, beautiful mountains and stuff that aren't accessible and that are good for parks, keep those. But don't just sit there and turn it over to the feds to take it out of use so their Chinese holdings double in value, like the Utah coal deals. Excuse me, I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm a bad person. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy. As well as I said, to the state of Israel right now and what President Trump is, what he did today. A lot of people, I've been watching for a long time, and it's your fault, Alex Jones. Thank you for making me become aware as an individual. And I was watching as a young man in the 90s wondering why the U.S. government was bombing the crap out of Serbia and stuff like that. I couldn't understand it. As I went into more research and went above the mainstream media, found out, hey, I don't think we're getting the real story. Then I get after 9/11, I did more research going, this doesn't make sense. And then I find out about the blind sheik. I go, who is this guy? I do some more research there and discover really the intensity of the caliphate. And what a lot of people don't understand is that we were the Ahmadiyya caliphate is going on right now, and in 2018, it'll be 100 years of that caliphate running.
And for those that don't know, this is basically a giant global Islamic invasion, and it's their stated goal to do it, and it's being taught, and then we're supposed to just sit here like idiots and then even back the Islamic takeover of areas that weren't radical, like Libya, like Egypt, like places that weren't Muslim, like Serbia. The globalists are backing an Islamic invasion, and Trump is like a record skipping or a two cars running into each other in a big explosion. He is saying no.
And that's one of the reasons that I believe that us patriots and America elected this man. You know, a lot of people don't know that the city of New York City owes a lot of debt and gratitude to Mr. Trump. I was a fan of Mr. Trump as a real estate mogul when I first read Art of the Deal. And then years later, when the guy comes out of a cush life, who doesn't have to do this and stood up for America and said, let me be your guy. He is our guy, and he is producing. And yet we still will always, as the patriots here, we are just the other day, a longtime friend of mine, because I'm a Trump backer, called me a sexist, a racist, and a bigot. And I said, you got to stop with this. You're an educated person, but the mainstream media is turning you into a zombie, and they don't want to hear it. And what we really need to encourage amongst ourselves is quit calling each other names and let's have educated discussions.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each
That's
other
right.
and ourselves, we can take our country back. Thanks, Alex. Keep
thank
on
you,
going
brother.
With the InfoWars, and thank you so much, because what you did in turn was out here in Arizona, we now have a free speech media thing going as Patriotic Pitbull News Network. We show up at city council meetings. We're
keep it up, brother. We're out of time. But I've got a former member of the EU Parliament, who's an expert on globalism, popping in. Then I'm going to go back to your calls, I promise. Carlos and Harry and John and Frank and Josh and Nick and everybody else. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide, we've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives. Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Saved our lives.
Oh, yeah! I want to tell you about Gen City Radio, man.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, you can say what you want about President Trump, but he's been delivering on his promises. He has been bringing the economy back. He has now officially recognized Israel. That's what this really was, and pointed out that it hasn't helped the peace process, that for decades we've not followed U.S. law designating Jerusalem as the site of a U.S. embassy. And he just said, we're recognizing reality here. We want to broker a peace deal, but no more games. This is for real. And our own media and others are piling on, saying it's going to be the end of the world, blood in the streets, and Erdogan, the basic dictator of Turkey, has staged elections. He's trying to threaten Europe with more Islamic invasion if they don't buckle to his demands. It's crazy. Now, Janice Atkinson is amazing. Some say she'd be the next Margaret Thatcher over there in the UK. She was elected to the European Parliament in 2014 and is still there to secure a referendum on Britain's membership of the EU for 20 years. She's campaigned to leave the undemocratic system because, again, the EU itself is a bureaucracy that has a parliament, but it's only ceremonial. And she points out it's expensive and unaccountable. On the 23rd of June 2016, she succeeded. She represents the southeast of England along with Nigel Farage. And I'm not going to go over her whole bio, but it's janiceatkinson.co.uk. And we're really excited to have her joining us. Pardon me? Oh, okay. Wow, that was a time warp for me because I thought that we moved her up to that. So she'll be coming on. Well, that's a good plug for the fact that that's going to be coming up. And that gets me time to go back to your phone calls. What happens is there's so many articles, so much news, so many callers, so many things, they kind of whisper stuff in my ear because I'd asked to move her back. I didn't know we were moving her back then, and I just lost that in translation. But that's the good part about a show like this. Nobody else does it. Radio and TV fused together, live, no teleprompters, nobody telling me what to say, nobody telling me what to do. So I'm going to write that down right here in my little book that she's coming on at 1:30 today. And now we know that. Okay, these have been really, really interesting phone calls that we have been taking. And I want to go to Carlos and Harry and John and Josh and Nick and many, many others that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us on Trump's decision, on what he's done. We only played the first half of what he had to say live. I'm going to be playing the next segment more of it and some of the highlights. But we're going to be going to your calls, 877-789-2539. Quite frankly, I'm sick of the obsession with Israel. And people know I've been on there 22 years. A lot of you have been listening that long, that I was not an enemy of Israel. But at the same time, I didn't like some of the leftist policies in Israel with the Israel First folks in the U.S. bleeding over. And now it's come out that Soros wants to overthrow Israel and the WikiLeaks. That's kind of made some people wake up in Israel. But I don't hate Israel, just like I don't hate Germany or France or England. It's just not my country. But it's faced with Islamic attack, and they're trying to overthrow it. And you can certainly say the Jews have real connections to Jerusalem there, and there's not been a real peace deal coming out of this. So I think what Trump's doing is very, very pragmatic. Quite frankly, I don't think it's as important as getting the economy going or securing our sovereignty, but getting rid of Israel is a globalist program. And the leftist pope that says Europe shouldn't be for Christians and all the rest of it, he's outraged. And the Islamicist Erdogan is outraged and being threatening. So I say good riddance to the globalist pope, who's a false pope, and to Erdogan, everybody else. Listen, we get it. You keep threatening, you keep thugging, you keep selling out to globalism. We're not part of it. We wish the Middle East peace. But it's the Muslims killing the Muslims 9 times out of 10, and that's where I stand on this. Overall, it's Trump, even if you disagree with Trump, it's Trump keeping his promises. And how refreshing is that? Somebody was here saying I'm a shill. Let me see. Harry says, using the Muslim vids on Twitter to preface today's news. Let's talk about that. Carlos believes there has been a concession for embassy move. Josh says historic relevance of move of embassy. Nick says Saudi-Israel connection. I want to hear all these callers' takes. But there was one guy up there. He hung up. I was going to him next. I said I was an Israeli shill. It's like this magic term, well, to them, it's like saying you're a child molester or something. I believe in what I believe. I promote what I want to promote. Because I don't want war with Russia doesn't mean I'm a Russian shill. Or because I'm not anti-Israel doesn't mean I'm getting orders from Israel. By the way, what does that mean? Israel, again, is a whole bunch of different political parties and things. I don't think that area of the world should be turned over to the Islamists. No, I don't. I think too much land has been turned over to the intolerant Islamicists. Yes. And if I wasn't in big support of Israel before, I was more neutral. The fact that I've seen the globalists flood Europe, flood the U.S., apologize for radical Islam, apologize for truck attacks, apologize for Pulse nightclub, try to cover up for radical Islam, that has made me see it more via the Israeli perspective. So, if I'm for something, I'll be proudly for it. There's no arterial motives here. I mean, I'm very naked about what I do. Everybody knows it. And the anti-Israel crowd, normally, I had a reasonable caller earlier, it wasn't anti-Israel, he just doesn't see foreign aid and being involved in all these countries, why it's good, and I said, I agree, I say what Rand Paul said, but you've got to cut off all the foreign funding, you can't just pick and choose. And then I've seen articles attack me as anti-Semitic, because I don't want to turn off billions of dollars, I mean, I want to turn off billions of dollars to Israel. It's the same thing. I'm pragmatically trying to look at this, but then, the anti-Israel crowd doesn't do themselves any favors in that they're not fair or reasonable or accurate about what they say about people in the coverage of Israel. It's kind of like liberals. Accept our ideology or you're a Nazi. Accept our ideology or you're a Israeli shill. Accept our ideology. And all these groups want to bully you that we're going to call you this big power name. We're going to call you an Israeli shill that supposedly has all this power if you don't do what we want. Well, then I am an Israeli shill. There you go. It's not true. Never been to Israel. But if it makes you feel powerful, if that takes your power word away, I'll do it. It's the same thing. It was like 18 years ago that I'm going to your calls. I get this call. And then a couple emails from an author of a book about the Vatican. And it said, you haven't responded to my calls and emails, the third or fourth email, having me on about my book about the Vatican. And if you don't, it means you are with them, and it means you're working for them, and it means that I will expose you and get you, basically. And it was funny because I'd seen a few of the emails and even thought about getting the guest on, but never got around to it because I was producing my show most of the time myself, then actually calling guests up myself. And I just thought, wow, I was about to have this person on, but they told me that I was a shill for the Vatican if I didn't have them on. That's like saying, come in my restaurant or I'm going to punch you in the nose or buy these pair of shoes or I'm going to say you raped me. So I said, well, get to making your claims then. Make up a bunch of stuff. Oh, I get paychecks for the Vatican and work for the Vatican. I mean, you talk about crazy. I'm not even Catholic. But see, they wanted me to be anti-Catholic. Just like folks that want you to be anti-Jew. I'm not even anti-Muslim. The biggest victims of radical Islam are Muslims. But I'm not going to be bullied into supporting any group. It's not going to work. We'll be right back with your phone calls on the other side. Then that member of the EU Parliament will be joining us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, a lot of people ask me why I'm so vehemently supportive of President Trump, and it's simple. Imagine what it'd be like with Hillary Clinton right now. And then look at everything Trump's delivered on, and look at how globalism, which is a worldwide authoritarian system, is in trouble and is collapsing. It's amazing. But I was just looking at DrudgeReport.com during the break and InfoWars.com, and I was just thinking about all the headlines. 17-foot python that could kill any full-grown man caught in the Everglades. Putin forever. Russian president runs again. American bombers fly over Korean Peninsula. Chinese paper offers advice on surviving nukes. AI to create false reality humans can't distinguish. That's an article from yesterday on InfoWars.com. And you know, if I'm self-loathing, it's this. There's so much incredible news that we break and that we cover that I don't even get to. It makes me mad. So I wasn't jealous of Tucker Carlson. I was thinking of the right word to use. Because I know Tucker and we're friends and had dinner with him a few times and stuff, and he's a listener. He used to not like me, but the point is that it wasn't envy this morning. It was more like sickeningness in that I was trying to analyze exactly the thoughts I was having, and they were so complex I couldn't even quantify it in my own mind. But it had a promo coming up on Tucker tonight. Are they watching you while you shower, while you sleep? Coming up on Fox News. And, of course, they are. And it's come out that millions of people every year have people hack into their computers and into the cameras in their houses and watch them. And that Airbnb continually gets caught with people who are perverts, who own the Airbnbs, who use Airbnb service to watch you in the shower or have sex or in their bed. But a lot of hotels have been caught doing it, too. And it's just like we pioneered all this, exposing it. We were right. Now it's way worse than even what Tucker's even covering. What it is frustration. Because by the time the mainstream media covers something 20 years late, then the public's just kind of used to it, just accepts it. And then I get all the criticism for breaking it first, and then it becomes this kind of mainstream thing on Fox News that's a big investigative journal, a day late and a dollar short is what I'm saying. And then I got mad at myself because when that Airbnb stuff broke yesterday, I didn't even cover it because it's like old news to me. I mean, I've got a stack of news where they admit the plan is to make reality so ugly you accept virtual reality run by Google. And that you just plug into a matrix. And they had that plan before they wrote the Matrix movie. And that's what I mean. It's like an explosion of information. There was a stack yesterday, and I'm going to your calls. There was a stack yesterday of just the most insane AI stuff admittedly going on. And I didn't even cover it. And it's like I'm frustrated with myself. And again, I wasn't mad that Tucker's covering it, like, oh, that's my news. That's my territorial news. I'm glad he's covering it. I'm glad it's going somewhat more mainstream. But it's all over the news now. Associated Press, New York Post, you name it. People keep finding hidden cameras in their Airbnbs. Well, people feel like it's their property. They feel like you're in there. And even though it's illegal, they're going to violate your privacy because they have a feeling of ownership. Just like people think they're safe with a phone because it's your phone. Well, it's not really a phone. It's a super high-tech system that even knows your heart rate now and tracks everything you do and records the audio and video and sends it back, not just the government, but corporations that then data mine it and use it. That's the reality. Meanwhile, we're fighting some 14-year-old 1,400-year-old crazy town religion, act like a bunch of 14-year-olds. And we're all being poisoned by the globalists, and it's all just a big giant master plan. And Trump is representing a group coming in trying to reform the eugenics operation. I mean, that's really what's going on. And he's already faltering on that. He's not going after the vaccine people like he said he would, and it's just a mess. I mean, I can't believe more people aren't fighting this, folks, because the New World Order and its plans for you and your family is bad, bad, and worse than downright pure evil. And it's not my opinion. And all the joke pieces and all the TV shows attacking me won't change that. And I don't want to be the smart guy that knew it all and people don't listen because they're not as smart as me. This isn't hard to figure out. These people are public about their operations. All right, we got Lance strongly disagrees with Trump today. Then I'm going to Carlos. Then I'm going to go to Josh. And then I'm going to go to Patrick. And I promise I'm going to everybody, and Nick and everybody else. We got a good 35, 40 minutes till the next guest is on, so I'm going to get to you. I just wanted to make that point about all the AI and all the surveillance. And it's a sick feeling to know it's there to expose it when it was early enough to stop it. And then once it's ubiquitous and everywhere, then they admit it to you when they're just getting ready to roll out the next level. I mean, I knew they were going to come out with rights for robots and computers so the companies that own them and control them can create a product that, then has rights so they can outvote you. And now they've announced that. I mean, I knew 20 years ago when they came out with self-driving cars that they would say humans aren't as safe and phase you out with insurance premiums, and they've announced all that. I don't even need to read the documents most of the time. I know how the enemy works, and I sit here and know what they're going to do. I'm aware of it, and then I got to watch it happen. Lance, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, Lance in Texas. Go ahead, brother.
You're killing me. I've been with you since the cable days when you wore all black. I thought, who does he think he is, Johnny Cash? Read Arthur Koestler's book, The 13th Tribe. They call themselves Jews, but they're not Jews.
They've done genetic testing. They've done genetic testing. Most of the Ashkenazi Jews do have Sephardic bloodlines in them, so they do have some blood going back to the Middle East. Koestler's book is not accurate.
Little bit. They're not Hebrews. They're not Hebrews. They were from the Caucasus Mountains. Read the 13th Tribe.
I have read it.
Koestler was murdered.
Koestler's book has been debunked.
With his wife.
Did you respond to me? Koestler's book has been debunked.
Oh, really? When?
Since everybody did genetic testing.
How much genetic blood do they have? 5%, 10%? Maybe they interbred. I don't know, but
I mean, it varies.
They're not the Hebrews from the ancient. They're not Judites. They're Jews. They worship the serpent god, for goodness sake. Teen god.
Would you like Israel to be blown up?
No! No, I don't want to hurt anybody, but they are not the ancient Hebrews. Why won't you say it?
Well, sir, I don't understand why people like you are so mad when you're on air. And I've read the 13 Tribe probably 25 years ago. Genetic testing's come out, and it's shown that it's not accurate. There were some people in what's Georgia today that converted to Judaism, so that is certainly the case. And you do have the Sephardic Jews, which are about, what, about 15%, 20%, depending on the numbers you look at, who do have the brown skin. And you know, you've seen video in Israel where you'll see one guy looks like an Eastern European, but another guy, you know, is tall, dark, and handsome, and has dark, you know, darker skin and black hair. And that person, you know, is what you'd call, you know, 100% from one of those tribes that was there. And so that's why the term anti-Semite's kind of silly, because, you know, that means Arabic as well. So it does really all go back to Abraham and that whole story. So I am aware of the genealogical and anthropological and sociological and archaeological points that you have raised.
Cool. Now, what if the Palestinians have more Hebraic blood in them than your alleged Ashkenazi brothers, who don't have as much? Who gets the land then?
Well, sure. I mean, it's cultural. Just like American Germans went to war in World War II against Germans. So it's cultural. It's land areas. It's who controls the land. And none of those Arab countries take any of the so-called Palestinians to their countries. And it's because they're, on average, a very revolutionary group. Take Linda Sorcerer. Want to move her into your house? We'll be right back with more calls. Thank you, Lance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
choose to take control.